Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Close Up. Nice to have you with us today. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and I'm here to learn something, and I'm sure you're going to learn, too, if you listen to this broadcast. We always learn something. We have great guests on these shows, and it has become a real education for me, and I really enjoy doing this. And I know I'm going to learn something today, because we're going to be talking about how emotions and trauma that you've experienced in your life can be causing you to have a lot of problems later on, because the trauma and these emotions you've gone through have been trapped and lodged in your bodies. That's what I understand. I don't quite understand. I mean, that's what I hear. I don't understand that. I'm going to find out about it, because we're going to be talking to someone who knows a lot about it. Our guest is Glenda Olmsted. She runs Glenda's Balanced Body. And she wants you to know that the many of us are carrying around past trauma and emotions that get trapped in your bodies, and they live in your cells, in your muscles, and your nervous system, creating imbalances so that your body can't heal itself and properly function. But there is a non-invasive, holistic approach to healing where you don't have to pop pills or go through major surgery. You can discover the secrets to really having a good life, a great life, through the miraculous ancient healing modalities serving as a long-lasting catalyst for significant, sustainable transformation that is accessible to each and every one of us. Glenda is a highly sought-after emotion code and body code practitioner. I'm sure you may have heard these terms before about the emotion code and the body code, but maybe you don't understand how it works either. And if that's you, join me, because we're most going to learn. Glenda is not only an emotion code and body code practitioner, she has been helping people with their bodies for a long time. She has a BS in sports science and is a certified personal trainer through the Cooper Aerobic Institute in Austin, Texas. And she is also certified as a biomechanics trainer by the Justin Price Institute. So she's been working with a lot of different people for a lot of different parts of their body for a long time. But this is something new for her, this emotion code and the body code. And she's doing miraculous work. And I know she loves what she's doing. So we're going to learn about this. I have talked to people and heard about people who've been suffering from body pains, depression for years, and that things like this, the body code, can clear it up sometimes, you know, in a day, when they learn about it. So let's find out more about how all this works from Glenda Olmsted in Lake Havasu City in Arizona, where it's a balmy day. Hasn't broken 100 degrees yet, has it, Glenda? Not yet?
Not quite.
Okay. That'll come later on today. 99. Yeah. Listen, it's great to have you with us. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us, because you can really educate me. I love to learn, but I don't grasp how some emotional event you went through years ago can be trapped in your body, you know, and giving you back pain or whatever it might be today. I find that hard to believe. Explain a little bit to me about how this works. Can you help me out and help everybody who's listening out? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. Well, the first thing that we all have to understand is that everything has an energy, or we do have machines that actually test frequencies of emotions. I'm sure most of you have heard of that. So like a love frequency has a very high frequency or a very high energy, if you equate energy and frequency. And hate and anger, bitterness, things like that have very low frequencies or very low energies. But the main thing you got to think about is that it's all energy. It's just a different amount of energy, okay? But once we look at our hands and you think, you know, your hand looks like it's matter, right? It looks like skin and bones and that,
right? I'm with you.
But,
mm-hmm.
but if you, okay, but if you put it under a microscope and you magnify that up to about 100 times, all you're going to see is basically space with little things flickering around in there. And those little flickering things are basically electrons, protons, and neutrons. And if you remember your biology in high school, you learned that every atom was made up of an electron, proton, or a neutron, which basically meant that that atom is energy, correct?
Correct.
Because you have...
I got you.
Okay. Okay, yeah. All right. So if you know that your body is made up of all atoms and cells, what does that make you? Total energy, right?
Yeah, I guess you're just full of energy. Yeah, totally. You're right.
Right. So once you realize that, then you know that why are we treating everything as matter instead of as energy? And with the body code and the emotion code, once Dr. Bradley Nelson invented this app, he designed it so that we could simply find these emotions or these imbalances in the body and then release them through energy also, because if once you realize your hand is energy, or you can use something else like a magnet and run it over your governing meridian, and that's, I'm getting a little deeper into it, but your governing meridian runs from like the top of your nose all the way down to the back of your spine, and that meridian governs the other meridians in your body also. So once you balance, once you give that energy of your intention, okay, because your intention has energy too. Your thoughts have energy, right? And so
absolutely.
when I give the intention to release this emotion of anger that I felt when I was 25 because some boyfriend broke up with me, right? then that, I know, that anger then is released, and it helps the body let other good energy flow, and it rebalances your body, and then you come back around to feeling better. The body actually heals itself. I don't do the healing at all. I never claim to. But the energy, the negative energy was released, and the good energy can flow. Another analogy might be a battery cable, and I've used this one a lot with people. You know, most everybody knows that if you take a battery and you connect a wire from the positive to the negative, that you're going to have a current going, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, but if you pinch that wire so that the current is either interrupted, not totally stopped, but just interrupted, that kink in there then is your trapped emotion that's not allowing the energy to run easily from one cable to, or one post to the other. That make sense?
No, I understand exactly. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, a trapped emotion or an imbalance in your body is like that kink in the wire that doesn't allow your body to flow perfectly. And when that happens, well, we call it aging. We just think, okay, you know, our back hurts because I'm getting older, or my knee's bad because, you know, I ran a mile the other day and I'm older. But what if you could go to somebody and they could release either imbalances or trapped emotions, and that pain in the knee went away like that? What would you say?
I'd be amazed.
It's rather miraculous, right?
It would be, yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But yet...
Let me ask you a question then. You use the terminology. What I don't understand is how can, like when that girl told me she didn't love me when I was 21 and went off with another guy, the way I was so hurt from that because I was madly in love with her, that the pain from that could give me, be giving me backache today. That trapped emotion could be doing that. It's true. I find that really hard to understand, I must tell you.
Yeah. You and a million other people, believe me.
I'm glad that's true.
Yeah. Okay. But now when you understand that our subconscious mind is basically like a computer memory for us, and that it records every single thing that's ever happened in your life. And then when you go back in and you tap into that memory, like let's say we do a Google search, okay, so you put in anger at age 25, and your memory will come up with that exact emotion that you felt at 25, because the subconscious remembers everything. You may not remember what you ate last week, but that on Tuesday, but that's your conscious mind. But your subconscious remembers what you ate. If you understand the subconscious, you know, our subconscious is unbelievable how it can remember everything, but it does. They've tested this a million times. But with the body code and the emotion code, we ask the questions and we muscle test to find where that or what that trapped emotion is or what that imbalance is and then release it. But basically when I muscle test to find out, like, okay, Doug, this trapped emotion of anger, is it from age 25? And if I get a positive or a yes that it is from age 25 and you go, ah, I remember that girlfriend. I remember being really angry. That's your subconscious or your conscious mind remembers that now, but your subconscious was the one that said it was at age 25. And that just brought a reminder to you. Yeah. But what you didn't know is, but at the beginning we would be asking a question like, what is the underlying reason for this pain in my back? And that's where then I would ask your subconscious, is it from a imbalance in your energy field? Is it from an imbalance in is it a pathogen? Is it a misalignment? Is it nutrition, lifestyle? Is it a toxin? Is it a circuit or system? These are the six categories that Dr. Bradley Nelson came up with, and then there's a million subcategories underneath it. But then your subconscious might have told me, okay, it's in the energy. Okay, so then I would go to the energies, and then we might find out it was a trapped emotion, and that trapped emotion was this anger, and then, so that's how it comes down to, you know, asking the questions to find out about that anger. Does that answer your question?
It does. It's it is still hard to understand, but I know it works. I just know it works. I want to ask you more about how you do it, but I'm amazed at the story of what got you into this. I mean, in school you studied, you became a personal trainer, so you learned all about sports science. You have a BS in sports science, and then you became a certified trainer through the Cooper Aerobic Institute in Austin, and you're a biomechanics trainer. You've been trained in that. What got you so interested in this area, the energy healing? It's an interesting story. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about it, briefly.
Okay. In 2010, my husband passed away from a brain tumor. And at that time, like you say, I was into all the sciences, and I allowed the Mayo Clinic to use his results and stuff and to do an autopsy on him to put him in a study for, you know, what causes these glioblastoma multiforme grade 4 tumors. And what they came up with was that it was from the EMFs, probably from cell phones. And but not only did he use cell phones at the beginning of when they were out, but he also was a musician, so he had a wireless mic on him, you know. Well, at that time, he probably played music six nights a week. And so that's a lot of time with a wireless mic on you, right? But anyway, they found a tumor, you know, right where the antenna would go. And so that led me to do a lot of research into how can something, you know, not a trauma cause his brain tumor. It was just this cell phone that doesn't even have anything to do. You know, I mean, EMFs are something just floating around the air. So that's not, to me, science. That's like, okay, I don't understand what it is. But then I got studying, and I do remember my physics, chemistry stuff, which was we would put a meter and a thing on a sound wave, and then we could see the sound wave. We could measure the sound wave. So I was like, okay, I got to go back to this. But then I started really researching it and found people like Sue Mortar, who do energy medicine, and she mentioned Dr. Bradley Nelson, and I started looking into what he did, and I was like, oh, my God, this changes everything about the way I look at life. I mean, I'm sure people hate me because a lot of times I go, don't even put that thought out there. That has energy, and I don't want that negative energy around me. And everybody's always like, oh, Glenda. You can't always have good thoughts. Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm like, we'll try. Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah, that's kind of
you really got involved in this. You've studied it. You're certified in it. And let me ask you how you help people. For example, I mean, you're located in Lake Havasu City in Arizona. I may be wrong. I mean, I don't know if you see people in person these days, but you can certainly help them through Zoom and through the telephone as well. It doesn't matter where they are. Isn't that right? You can work with people that way?
Yep, that's correct. And actually, I do a lot of email ones. I send a questionnaire out, and then they answer the questions, and you know, then I ask, they give me permission to, I call it tap into them, but basically it's to connect with them, because one thing that what you have to understand about the subconscious is that if you believe that we all came from a higher power or a higher source, whatever you want to call it, that source, well, look at it this way. The subconscious mind is kind of like the part of an iceberg that is below the waterline, and the ocean of the water of that subconscious mind is immersed in and represents something often referred to as our universal intelligence, right? So, or you, some people call it the database of all that is, or the morphic field, or the light of Christ, all right? But it is the energy that fills the universe. So if we all come from that light of Christ, or the matrix of all matter, as Max Planck quotes, then we all can tap into each other's subconscious if we really wanted to. I mean, it's kind of how...
It's interesting.
It's intuition, yeah. Kind of, maybe?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, I know, because some of my clients would go, I'm not sure you want to tap into me. And I'm like, well, it's not like I can find out any secrets.
Yeah, right. Well, let's talk about what people come to you. What are the typical problems that they're suffering from that you know you can help them, and how do you go about it? And there are a number of questions about this, but what happens? Give me a typical case of somebody who comes to you for help.
Okay, well, let me give you an example. First of all, I never know if I can really help them. I don't even have all I ever do is say, all we can do is try. Because, you know, sometimes I can help them within one session. Sometimes it's 12 or 15. You know, most of the time, most things are, you know, 5 to 6 sessions. Because your body can only release so much at a time, because it's kind of like having the flu. And if if your body healed right away, you'd be very, very, very intensely sick. So sometimes it takes 3 or 4 days to get rid of the flu, right? You don't do it within a second. Usually.
No, that's for sure. So anyway,
I had a friend of mine call me, and she was on her way back from Palm Springs from a weekend with a girlfriend. And she said, Glenda, I've got an earache that is just killing me. She goes, I'm probably going to go to the emergency room, but she goes, I have some antibiotics at home, and I have one of those ear wicking candles at home. What should I do? And I'm like, well, if you go to the emergency room, they're probably just going to give you antibiotics. So you got that covered, I think. And we can do the ear wicking thing, but I said, why don't you come by here and we'll try and do a body coat on you. So she came by, and within 10 minutes of releasing trapped emotions, which we found quite a few were due to her kind of having to listen to everybody else's sorrows that weekend. And so she absorbed a lot of their emotions. And isn't it funny how she got an earache from it? But
wow.
Within 10 minutes, that earache was totally gone. We did go ahead and do the ear wicking thing, but that it was gone before we did that, and that earache has never returned, and saved her a ER visit. You know, if she hadn't gotten any better. But that's one example. You know, and I can go through steps, but it takes quite a while. But the main thing is that I ask the questions to the subconscious, and I muscle test. When your subconscious, I mean, I wish I had time, Doug, to do something with you, but I'm sure you don't want the public.
No, that's all right. I'm fine. How can you do muscle testing when you're working with somebody by email?
Yeah. So first of all, I tap into them or whatever. So I use a ring and ring method, or a lot of people use the sway method. And the sway method is something I can kind of quickly go over, and people could even try it at home. But basically, if you stand with your feet shoulder width apart and just relax and just fill your heart with love, and then if you say, you know, give me a positive or give me a strong yes, and a lot of times people's body will sway forward. Okay, and they might have to ask that question two or three times, and then they can say things like, my name is Glenda, and I would sway forward. And the reason you sway forward usually is because your body likes things that it likes, it comes forward. Just like a plant likes the sunshine, it will turn towards the light, or a plant will grow away from loud music or music it doesn't like. Does that make any sense?
I didn't know that.
Anyway,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Oh, really? You didn't do those experiments?
I knew a plant would grow toward the sun. I didn't know it would turn away from the Rolling Stones if it didn't like that kind of music.
Right. Yeah, they actually do. But anyway, then when you ask a no question or, you know, say, body, give me a no, you'll sway backwards. So a lot of times I just say, you know, ask yourself, do I have a trapped emotion that I could release right now that would help me feel better? And then just see if you sway forward, it's a yes. If you sway backwards, it's a no. Or me, I use the ring and ring because it's a little bit faster. So it's just I take my middle finger and thumb and clasp them together around the other hand that has that. And then if the ring comes apart easily, it's a no. If it stays tight, it's a yes. But again, your muscles our energy, and you're energetically asking your subconscious a question, and it's giving you the energy, either negative energy or positive energy, to hold that ring together or not, because it's coming through the muscles.
Well, this is so amazing. I understand you had a client who came into you once who was suffering with lung cancer and was really in terrible pain. And in one session, you were able to make a huge difference in that guy's life. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So he had lung cancer, and he called me up and just said, you know, I'm in a lot of pain. And I said, come on up. Let's do a body code. So he came, and he could hardly get out of the truck. I was a little mad at him. I said I could have come to his place, but he could hardly walk to the door. He couldn't stand up straight because of the pain that was in his, you know, upper torso, and he could not raise his left arm over his head. He was ready to go to the emergency room. So we called it a level 9. I tapped into him because, of course, I couldn't muscle test on him even though he was here with me. So I tapped into him and started releasing emotions and imbalances. And by the time we were done, which that one I think took about 40 minutes, if I remember correctly, by the time we were done, I mean, and it was a little progressive, you know, his arm got a little better and then he could stand up a little better. By the time we were done with that 40 minutes, he walked out of here standing up straight and tall, could raise his arm over his head, had absolutely no pain in that left side at all. And he was
he was overjoyed. I was overjoyed. I mean, I'm like, oh my God, this is a miracle. but yeah.
And did it stay that way? I mean, did the pain come back to him the next morning, or was it gone?
No, it was gone for about 4 days.
Wow.
Well, actually, no. At that time, I think he got a good 2 weeks out of it. He even went on a vacation with his family. But
wow.
Yeah, it did come back. But then, you know what? It's not like it came back. It's like other. It's kind of like peeling an onion. So now we took off that outer layer. We got rid of it. But then as you peel the onion, now there's more layers coming up. And as you know, lung cancer it's got to be a lot of problems. And
no kidding.
When I first started working on him, even before I knew about the energy code and the body code, I basically just got him to start doing meditation and get rid of his anger, because I knew he had a lot of anger for himself. And just doing that alone helps him a lot before we even started the body codes and that. But once he realized how much that had just helped, he was all into this. He's like, okay, let's keep peeling. But yeah, he never did any chemo. He just lately did a little bit of radiation, but otherwise he's going on 4 years of absolutely no other treatment other than, the Gerson therapy, and basically getting rid of a lot of emotions
occasionally having sessions with you to remove those emotions, the body code, right?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's a great story. That's a very, really great story. It changed. You helped change his life. So I would assume, I mean, since you are a certified professional trainer, I assume you work with people on all sorts of their body, you know, problems they might be having. But these are just more tools in your box to use for people who are having problems other than muscle aches and things of that nature. Is that right? Is that the way you work on it?
Yeah, correct. Yep, exactly. I mean, as a matter of fact, basically, you want to go to your doctor when you break a leg or you're in a car accident or something like that. But otherwise, a body code can help just about any other symptom or illness. It's amazing. Dr. Nelson was a chiropractor, and, you know, he knew he couldn't prescribe medications, or he couldn't
right.
do surgery. So this is how he came up with this modality. He was like, I need some tool to help get my clients, you know, better, you know, rather than just looking at their symptoms and, you know, sending them away and saying, hopefully this realignment will help you, right? But
obviously,
he's got a great story. If I can just quick read it to you.
You know what,
Glenda,
unfortunately, we're running out of time,
yeah.
And I want to make sure to give folks information on how to get up with you get in touch with you in case you were having, you know.
You have been listening to...
Sorry about there. Ignore that. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Glenda, we've been talking to Glenda Olmsted, and you can reach her. You can get in touch with her by her email, which is glendasbalancedbody@gmail.com. Again, glendasbalancedbody@gmail.com, or on Facebook. Go to Glenda's Balanced Body on Facebook, and you'll be able to get in touch with her there, because she can help you, obviously. She can do it by email, which I find totally fascinating. I love that. Glenda, thanks for taking the time to be with us today. You're full of valid information, and it's totally amazing, and I just think it's been worth your time to take, you know, to talk to us and help us all out, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Doug.
Good enough. Good
Thank
enough.
Thank you.
Glenda Olmsted in Lake Havasu City out in Arizona. Have a great day, Glenda. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Okay? Thank you.
Doug, thank you.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.